Welcome to Stage Talk, KSKA's weekly conversation with people in the performing arts in South Central Alaska. I'm Steve Hunt. I'm your host. Today, my guest is Dave Newfer, who is the Artistic Director with Valley Performing Arts. He's here to talk about his new job as Artistic Director, as well as their upcoming season. So welcome to the show, Dave.
Thank you, Steve.
Now, Dave, let's talk about you first before we get to your season coming up. And it's an exciting season we have coming up with Valley Performing Arts. Always a really interesting slate of plays coming up. But you're the new Artistic Director of Valley Performing Arts. You know, we're seeing this around the area this year, a lot of new people coming in to the companies. And it's really exciting. Sad to see some people go, but it's really exciting to see some new people coming in. Welcome to your new job. Tell us something about yourself.
Thank you very much. For the last 21 years, I've been a principal at Finger Lake Elementary. So I've dealt with the younger kids, and I really loved my job. I got involved with VPA about 8-9 years ago, and my first play was Beauty and the Beast, and I was hooked ever since.
That tends to happen, doesn't it? You get into one play and you get hooked, right?
It does, yeah. And the arts is really a calming influence, and it's a total escape from whatever you do during the day. So I encourage anybody out there that has an interest or thinks they have an interest to get involved in a local theater. About 6 months ago, maybe that long, they kind of, I don't want to say railroaded, but
they did.
Sometimes it feels like that. And I guess I have a tendency to say no as yes.
Yes.
So I was appointed, elected, however you want to talk about it. The board approved me as the new artistic director. Big shoes to fill with Larry Botchin's departure, but I'm excited. I'm excited by the possibilities that the future holds for Valley Performing Arts, because I do believe we're a growing community theater, and I just look forward to being a part of that at a different level. I'll still act, but I guess it falls on my shoulders next season when I get to choose plays.
You know, a lot of people coming into the area here, coming in from outside, or they've been here before and they left and came back. You've come up from the rank and file of VPA. You've been an actor with that group for a while now, so you really know that company, don't you?
I do, and came to Alaska about 31 years ago, and Alaska grows on you, much like the theater does. Got involved, didn't know that I wanted to get involved. I had done a play in college. But Larry Botchin said, you need to come and try out for Cogsworth in Beauty and the Beast. So I did. I got the part. The rest was history, and it does grab a hold of you, much like Alaska does, and just continues to get you involved and wants you to be a part of that. And I do think that it brings a lot to the community, to the valley, and even an extension to Anchorage with the shows that we're able to offer.
Right, right. Now, an artistic director is somewhat different from an executive director, which is Gary Forrester's executive director.
Exactly.
And you mentioned a moment ago, your season was already chosen for you for this year, but next year you get to choose this season. Are you thinking of taking the company in other directions, or keeping it in the same direction, or adding to, or what are you thinking about in terms of your play selection for next season?
I think one of the things in the transformations that really took us into the black when it came to the monies was more of a family orientation in play selection. Not that you totally abandon the community theater part, but you have key shows where families can be involved, where kids can be actors, where entire families can act together. So I see us continuing down that path, at the same point in time, trying to do a play or two each year that's kind of there on the cutting edge, that really is what community theater is about. You don't want to have to worry about having that blockbuster that's going to bring your revenue in for the year. You want to be able to provide something for everybody, and I think that's the challenge in that mix, and I look forward to it.
And VPA does quite a number of shows. It's not like they're doing two or three shows a year. You can have, how many shows are you doing this year? Something like 7 or 8, right?
We do seven
shows,
and then
a
summer program for kids, and so technically Valley Performing Arts is never dark. There's always something that's going on. And I think that's one of the exciting things as well. So you have 7 opportunities to meet the needs of what people are looking to come to. Our season ticket holders have grown. We were at 669 season ticket holders last year. We look to probably hit 700 or so this year. That's our hope right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think we're doing something right.
Yeah, sounds like you are. Yeah. Well, let's go ahead and look at your season coming up. Now, this wasn't chosen by you, but I'm sure you're very excited about all the shows coming up here. I mean, you start out with Jane Eyre, is that mm-hmm. right?
We do.
And tell us a little bit about that show.
Well, Jane Eyre excites me in a number of ways. First off, people probably look at that as one of the true classic gothic love stories, and it is known. The exciting part for me was it's one of the shows I had to find a new director for.
Oh, so you've already gotten your feet wet as part of the job.
Exactly. And mm-hmm. I had a wonderful young lady step up into that role who brings a lot of enthusiasm. And I think it's going to be something that'll be a great show, I'm going to say, for the ladies. But that type of show always seems to have an in with the ladies. But gentlemen, if you're looking for something to do, and you want to score points, pick up some tickets for Jane Eyre.
And that opened September the 11th, right?
It does,
yeah,
yes.
So it sounds like a great show. DPA seems to be known for doing some of these classic stories like this, isn't it?
It seems to be a part of what we do. You know, we did Anastasia last year.
Right.
And there's a niche for that, and people like that. So we'll continue to throw those classics in.
And they're big costume shows, too. And I know you've got some really great costumes up there that really do a great job in getting the environment, the characters all looking like they're from that time period.
We do. And it's another one of the challenges that we have in that you don't want to burn out those costumers.
Right.
And people like Roxanne Benbow and Cherie Trask, they've done multiple shows for VPA. But when you're making 70-plus costumes, that can take a lot of time and a lot of help.
And speaking of time, this is KSKA Stage Talk. I'm Steve Hunt, your host. We're talking with Dave Neufer, who is the new artistic director with Valley Performing Arts. We're talking about their upcoming season coming up. We started out with their first show. Their next show is now Bell, Book, and Candle. Mm-hmm. The classic show opens October the 16th. Tell us something about this show.
Again, new director, Todd Brosty,
who's
directing.
He's been on this show several
times.
He's
been on the show,
actor.
Yes.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
He was recently from South Pacific. This is a cute comedy, and it kind of follows the lines of the old TV series Bewitched and really gets at what are you willing to give up for true love.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, great classic classic story, classic
tale. I think
tale,
so.
Right?
I think so.
Next, I've got to say that next show you have is, I guess, your holiday show is Fruitcakes.
Mm-hmm.
And the graphic is a pig with reindeer ears on its head.
Well,
tell us about this play.
Who doesn't love a good fruitcake for Christmas?
Right. Or a pig with a fruitcake.
and it's kind of a play on the words in that there are fruitcakes involved, but it's a story about a town somewhere down south, I believe. I don't want to offend anybody.
Hey, I'm from the south. Yeah.
I like the south.
I just, no offense taken. Just kidding. Go ahead.
And it's kind of a quirky group of people. And a character named Jamie, who is a runaway and is at the end of their money, ends up in this town. And the town kind of takes them in. And it's a joyous Christmas celebration. But there are pigs, Christmas lights, fruitcakes, about 10,000 Christmas trees, but it truly is a Christmas play with a great meaning.
Right. It sounds like a lot of fun. And as well, so it's a Christmas play that not many people are aware of, so something new, because oftentimes
Correct.
We get the same old shows being done every year. So this is going to be really exciting to see something new. Something kind of crazy and new.
I think
as well.
So.
Yeah,
and
well,
it's difficult to find Christmas plays.
It is
that are outside the norm of the ones that we normally see. So
right.
I'm excited by this
yeah.
one.
Well, speaking of crazy, the Hallelujah Girls coming up. This is from the same people who brought us Dixie Swim Club.
Exactly,
and they're a group of riders who crank these hilarious comedies out.
I know it.
Also set in the South, is it not?
Exactly.
Yeah. And so tell us about this play, The Hallelujah Girls.
A group of ladies, we'll call them feisty ladies, who experience the loss of a close friend, and they decide to take their life in their own hands. And the antics and the things that they do, it should be a laugh out loud a minute, you know, that this play brings forth. And it's directed by Jackie Cochran, who was one of the Dixie Club.
That's right.
Actors,
she was, right.
Actresses,
yeah. Yes. Yeah. So she knows this sort of style very well.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I look forward to great things from them.
And these three people, the Jesse Jones, Nicholas Hope, and Jamie Wooten, have done a number of these shows, mm-hmm. and they're always very, very popular. They're very funny. They're very easy to get into, and they just knock your socks off.
Then it's not name recognition, but when people get there and they start seeing what's going on, mm-hmm. laugh out loud.
That's right. Well, that was January. Now mm-hmm. we're into February, and we have a play here which is really interesting because, and I'm not sure how to pronounce the actual word is, Anne of Avonlea, is that it?
Avonlea,
which is a sequel to Anne of Green Gables. I've never heard of this before, so tell us about this.
It's a continuation, a true sequel of the story of Anne of Green Gables. A lot of the same character names, and I think it's a real touching story. We were set to have this directed by the same lady that did Anne of Green Gables. She wasn't able. Kai West is stepping in, and I expect great things from that. If you read Anne of Green Gables, you more than likely read Anne of Avonlea, part of that series. And I don't think people will be disappointed with what it looks like on stage.
It sounds interesting. I mean, you find these books that have sequels or to the books, and a lot of people, like you say, who have read the first book, they'll read the next and next and next.
Exactly.
And this is something we don't see often on the stage, is the next book dramatized.
And the nice part about it is that it's done well. A lot of times in sequels, in anything, it's not.
Right, right.
Up to what the first one was. Right. I think this one is.
Well, the next show coming up in April, I don't think you could have a sequel to this one, On Golden Pond, a classic story. I mean, the movie of that was, most people have seen the movie, but the play itself is very well written, very well done. Mm-hmm. And tell us, for those who don't know this play, what On Golden Pond is about.
I think it's, I'm trying to find a way to summarize it because there's a lot of things that are going on. Of course, Henry Fonda, I believe, won an Academy Award for that, his portrayal.
And his daughter played his daughter in the film, Jane Fonda.
I think it's really a story about life and the end. You know, when somebody knows that the end is close mm-hmm. and you want to leave an impression when you're gone, it's that relationship between him and his grandson that really develops and...
Which heals the rift between him and his daughter as well, doesn't it?
Exactly,
right.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. We've just got less than a minute left. Only the last show in here, The Fantastics, a fantastic show, musical. So far, no musicals yet. This is your only musical of the year. And it's
That's
a small
right.
musical, which is surprising because VPA is known for doing some big musicals. Tell us about this show.
Well,
And you're directing this show.
I am directing the show, and I'm looking forward to it. It's spent 42 years off-Broadway. It's mm-hmm. the longest-running musical there. Kind of a modern-day Romeo and Juliet with a twist. Mm-hmm. In that the fathers actually do want their kids to fall in love.
Right, right.
And it's done with a minimalistic stage. And we did three musicals last year. This is our attempt to relieve people from having to come and hear people sing.
Well, Dave, it's been great having you on the show. Dave Neufer, Artistic Director of Valley Performing Arts, talking about Welcome to the Job and their season coming up next year for Valley Performing Arts. For information about their season, check our Stage Talk calendar at alaskapublic.org, as well as other shows going on in the area. Until next time, I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life informed. This is Alaska Public Media.